Mother and Child by Annie Murray. Read by Manjeet Mann. For Martin, with love. An ugly pair of shoes. I am wearing a pair of shoes. They are ugly shoes. Uncomfortable shoes. I hate my shoes. Each day I wear them, and each day I wish I had another pair. Some days my shoes hurt so bad that I do not think I can take another step. Yet I continue to wear them. I get funny looks wearing these shoes. They are looks of sympathy. I can tell in others' eyes that they are glad that they are my shoes and not theirs. They never talk about my shoes. To learn how awful my shoes are might make them uncomfortable. To truly understand these shoes, you must walk in them. But once you put them on, you can never take them off. I now realise that I am not the only one who wears these shoes. There are many pairs in the world. Some women are like me and ache daily as they try and walk in them. Some have learned how to walk in them so they don't hurt quite so much. Some have worn the shoes so long that days will go by before they think of how much they hurt. No woman deserves to wear these shoes. Yet, because of the shoes, I am a stronger woman. These shoes have given me the strength to face anything. They have made me who I am. I will forever walk in the shoes of a woman who has lost a child. Author unknown. Chapter 1. New Rooms. 25th of November, 2014. 2 years, 1 month, 3 days, and roughly 5 hours ago, our son went out to work and never came home. It was the last time we saw him alive. 6 hours. 7. This is how I count my life out now. He was 23 years old. Today, we moved into this house. Tonight I'm lying in a new bed, a new room. If I get up to go into the bathroom, I'll have to think carefully about where to step. The cupboard to the left now, not the right. That chair close to the door. Beside me, my husband Ian is lying with his back turned to me, which is how it is now. How it feels, anyway. I suppose he is asleep, though I can't be sure. Before we lived nearer the middle of town, in Moseley. Now we've come to the southern rim of the city. Our old house was an Edwardian terrace. This one is in a row of houses built in the 70s. It used to belong to an elderly lady and is decorated in her style. Neat and clean. Beige carpet in the hall and living room. Wallpaper with big bronze petalled flowers above the dado rail. Pale coffee colour below. A kitchen with white cupboards and black and white checkered floor. All double glazing and thick white door frames with security locks. And I am glad. One day in some distant future, I will feel like redecorating. But for now, I want it to be new and quite different from before. The paint colours not chosen by a past version of me. Not haunted. Somehow, differently. I have to learn to want to go on. Eyes open in the dark. I'm listening for his feet on the stairs, the way I used to hear them in the other house, long after he was gone. There would be the tiny noise of the front door latch turning very quietly, Paul trying not to wake us after a shift. That pause as he pushed each of his trainers off with the toe of the other foot. The stole-laced shoes would be there in the morning. He might go into the kitchen for a drink before creeping up the stairs, his bedroom door closing almost silently. He was good like that. Always sweet, considerate, even at his worst. I feel bad if I don't listen for him. Guilty if I forget even for a second. Guilty if I smile, even the briefest of social smiles, which up until now I have not felt like doing hardly for a second. Joe? Ian's voice comes to me up the stairs the next morning as I'm cleaning my teeth.